Norman J. Ornstein is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington and a longtime observer of political byplay on Capitol Hill. In this commentary, Ornstein expresses a desire that political partisanship on the part of House Republicans be set aside in favor of a bipartisan ethics process.
Much to the dismay of Speaker Dennis Hastert, Majority Leader Tom DeLay, and the rest of the majority Republicans in the House of Representatives, ethics has become the issue of the day, and the week, and the month, and if they're not careful, the year and the whole remaining time of the current Congress. This is not at all what the Speaker expected when he started the new year by unilaterally upending the House Ethics Committee. Hastert removed its chairman, conservative Joel Heffley of Colorado, and ousted two of its Republican members, all because they had the temerity last year to issue three rebukes to Tom DeLay for conduct unbecoming a member of Congress. The Speaker swore that he had not deposed Heffley, but took away his gavel only because he was forced to do so by the term limits imposed on committee chairs. But the same day Speaker Hastert removed Heffley, he granted a waiver to another term-limited chair, something he could easily have done with Heffley as well. The Speaker's protestations of innocence were negated when Representative Heffley said flat out that he had been fired for being too tough on DeLay. The two ousted members of the committee were replaced by lawmakers who had given generous donations to Tom DeLay's defense fund. Considering that the Ethics Committee had only one issue pending as the year began, another allegation against DeLay, it took breathtaking insensitivity to stack the panel with members having direct and obvious conflicts of interest. Of course, the membership changes were only a part of it. The Speaker insisted on a rules change that would allow one party to block any ethics investigation, replacing the old bipartisan process. That change, along with other controversial ones like letting investigated members share lawyers and thus coordinate stories, was jammed through the House on a purely partisan basis in January. All were directly related to the Republican desire to quash the growing ethics controversy surrounding DeLay. Over 36 years in Washington, I've seen tough and bitter battles over ethics, including those involving two speakers, Democrat Jim Wright and Republican Newt Gingrich. They got plenty heated and plenty partisan. But in each case, members on both sides of the aisle understood that nothing mattered more for the basic integrity of the institution than maintaining bipartisanship and honesty on ethics. That understanding is apparently a thing of the past. Democrats reacted to the rules changes by refusing to allow the committee to organize. Now, under intense siege and daily scrutiny, Mr. DeLay, ironically, has lost the one forum that can move his problems off the front page and give him an opportunity to diffuse the pressure. It would be easy to say that Hastert and DeLay and the rest of the House Republican leadership are getting what they deserve, but the problem transcends them. The House, already a simmering pot of partisan acrimony, can't afford the meltdown that the ethics breakdown is bringing. It's time to reverse these rules changes and return to a serious, real, bipartisan ethics process.
Commentary from Norman J. Ornstein, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research here in Washington.